Chapter 14. Charles now had to care for his dear wife and could not leave the house to see his patients. The maid now handled the household expenses, which seemed much higher than when Emma handled them. In addition, he had to pay Homais for medical supplies for his wife's illness. During this time, Monsieur Leroux arrived with a bill for the goods Madame Bovary ordered. He brought the coat, two suitcases, and the travel bag. He then demanded that Charles pay for the goods. Charles asked Leroux for a loan of £40, which he would pay in 1 year, and Leroux hurried to his shop to get the money. Charles often wondered how he would pay off such a large debt the following year. Madame's recovery was slow. She now disliked everything and became upset quite easily. Eventually, she recovered, and her memories of Rodolphe became distant. She now became interested in helping the poor, and often sewed clothes to give away. She gave more attention to her dear child, and decided she would teach the girl how to read. And although Berthe cried often, she never got angry with her now. "My angel, do you still have a stomach ache?" she would say to the child. The elder Madame Bovary was astonished to see such a change in the young woman, and thought her to be the perfect wife. Besides her mother-in-law, Emma had other visitors from the neighborhood nearly every day. As Madame Bovary's health improved, she became interested in more projects, and by the end of spring, the garden looked a disaster, as Madame Bovary was busy planting new flowers. Charles was satisfied with his wife's new behavior and wanted to spend some time together as a married couple. He suggested that they go to Rouen to see a play. She refused, but he continued to ask. Finally, she agreed, and the next morning they left for Rouen. They stayed at the Red Cross Hotel. Charles went to the theater immediately to buy the tickets, while Emma bought herself a new hat and gloves. They arrived at the theater quite early, as the doors were still shut.